It's the Sports Talk Podcast with Ryan Furham giving you the hottest sports takes in town. You can reach Ryan through Facebook, email, and Twitter. Now it's time to start the show. Here's Ryan.
Welcome back to the Sports Talk Podcast here on Podbean.com as well as iTunes. I have been not doing a lot of sports talks. This is the first sports talk that I've done in 2 weeks. I just realized that today, and I've known that I haven't really been recording a lot. It's because I've been working a lot. Yes, I do work a part-time job, and so it's just I sort of work late there, and then by the time I come back here to want to record something, I do want to record, but it just comes down to the fact that I've just been working a lot and haven't had much time to do so. So it has been 2 weeks, a lot to talk about in the meantime. But first, this is Sports Talk with Ryan Furham. Get in touch with the show on Twitter, twitter.com/SportsTalkRF, at SportsTalkRF. And of course, the Podbean show webpage, SportsTalkWithRyanFurham.podbean.com. A lot of stuff happened since I've done another Sports Talk. Give you a quick rundown of what we're going to get to today. All of it has to deal with the NHL and hockey. First is going to be the Bruins. I haven't done a lot of heavy stuff on the Bruins yet since we started Sports Talk. Once we first started Sports Talk, it was a lot about the Celtics. Now we're getting into NHL free agency period, and I want to give my quick feelings on the end of the Bruins season last season and what they need to do this offseason to get better, as well as what needs to happen next season. So we're going to talk about the Bruins for a little bit. And then a Boston sports radio host said something so stupid and so unbelievably terrible that if it actually happened, I would be so, like, I would maybe not consider, well, I'd still watch hockey, but it would be very hard for me to watch hockey if what he proposed actually happened. We'll get into that a little later on. As well, during the talk to take, we're going to get into the Dennis Weidman contract out in Calgary. These teams keep putting themselves out there for Dennis Weidman. I have no idea why, and it was the stupidest idea I ever saw, and stupidest contract I've ever seen, maybe in sports altogether. And then we're also going to get into, quickly in the talk to take, after the talk to take, I'm going to talk about some plans for this summer here on Sports Talk, what we're going to get into. But first, let's start with the Bruins. Thoughts on last season. Last season for the Bruins, it's hard to complain what they did in the regular season, because a lot of teams that win the Stanley Cup the next year, they're not the same team. Whether it's the front office has to break up a lot of the guys that were on the team, or they just don't perform because of the Stanley Cup hangover. For some reason, teams that win the Stanley Cup the year after, they don't really do so well. Barely make the playoffs. You look at last season, the season before the Bruins won the Cup, it was Chicago who won it all, and ended up the next season getting the 8th seed. So for the Bruins to win the Cup and then the next year get the 2 seed, it was pretty good. You know, not a lot more you could ask for a regular season for the Bruins. Overall, it was a pretty good regular season, like I said, from winning the Stanley Cup and then going into the playoffs with the number 2 seed was pretty good. But for the playoffs, I just think it came down to a few things. There was no toughness, there was no grit, there was no fight in them, and overall, it was just the big bad Bruins were no longer there, they were nowhere to be found. The huge reason why we won the Cup in 2011 was because they were the big bad Bruins. They were the big, bad, tough, physical Bruins that would go out there and just beat the living hell out of you on a nightly basis in the playoffs. Montreal found that out, Philly, Tampa Bay, as well as Vancouver, especially Vancouver. That's how we won. We got the dirty goals in front. We still don't have a top scorer that can just overpower a game completely and carry us on their back. We don't have that. So the way we get goals is through team effort and getting dirty goals in front of the net. And the way we set up those chances was being the big, tough, physical Bruins. And we just weren't that this past postseason. We weren't tough. It just wasn't there. I just didn't notice it at all. Maybe a couple of games it was, but for the most part, I didn't notice it at all. And that was a huge reason. Another reason, you know, it was just a bad matchup against the Caps. The way the Caps play, their defensive style, and the Bruins just didn't show any eagerness, any will to want to go in there and change it up. What basically happened was the Capitals came in from day one of that series and said, okay, this is the way we're going to play. Both teams are going to play this way. And the Bruins just let them walk all over them. They were a doormat. They said, okay, if you want to play that way, we'll play it with you. There was no sort of sense for the Bruins to say, hey, no, we're not going to play that way. You're going to play our way. You're going to play the big, bad, tough, physical game that we play. And if you don't like it, you can get out of here. They were too complacent to just sit back and let the Capitals walk all over them, which was huge in that series. And so they ended up losing in Game 7. I went to Game 7, and it wasn't that fun. And then so they lose in Game 7, and it now comes down to what they need this offseason. What they need this offseason is to get scoring. They need scoring big time. They need some guys, if you can hear my fan on my computer, sorry about that, a little background noise, but they need guys that can come in and be a huge contributor for the offense of this team. Like, first line, huge scorers. And I mean, Ricky Nash has been thrown out there. I don't know if I'm really, and we'll get into this later on this summer with real, you know, free agency and trade talks, but I don't know if I really want Rick Nash because he is, you know, he's getting older. I definitely think he could make an immediate impact on this team, but I don't think it's Rick Nash that you want to go for, and I think you'd have to give up too much for Columbus. You have to give up too much to Columbus to get Rick Nash back. Some early reports say that they wanted Tyler Seguin and Dougie Hamilton, or one of the two. That's stupid. We can't give up those guys. Those are two most important pieces, untouchables. And if that's all they want, then you got to say, you know, maybe if you can, you know, finagle a way to get maybe just Lucic in a few picks or Krejci in a few picks, then maybe. But you know, he's a nice scorer, but for how much longer is he going to be a top scorer in the NHL? Because he is getting older, so maybe he's starting to be on the decline. And he has a huge contract with Columbus, so maybe you don't want to go that route. Maybe you don't want to go that way. Another way that's been discussed is Bobby Ryan of the Anaheim Ducks. I think that would be the better choice, in my opinion, because he is a good scorer out there. Him and Corey Perry, very good tandem out in Anaheim. And I'd rather go after Bobby Ryan. You might not have to give up as much for Bobby Ryan. And he's younger than Rick Nash, I'm pretty sure. Hold on a second. I'm going to look up their age so I get this right. So Bobby Ryan is 25 and Rick Nash is 28. So maybe Rick Nash isn't as old as I thought he was. But if you're going to trade him and you want him to be here long for a long-term solution as a top scorer, he is 28. So, and like I said, Bobby Ryan's 25. So I think I'd rather have Bobby Ryan. Last two seasons, this past season, he had 31 goals, played 82 games. Season prior, he had 34 goals, played 82 games. And for the Ducks in 09 and 10, he played 81 games and had 35 goals. So he's a perennial 30-goal scorer, which is exactly what the Bruins need on their first line. And I think that would be huge if they could get that out of this offseason. You see, Rick Nash had 30 goals this past season. He had 32 goals the prior season, 33. So about the same amount. Maybe Rick Nash is regressing a little bit because he's been going down in goals ever since the 07-08 season when he had 38. Then the next year he had 33 and then 32 and then 30. So, I don't know. For some reason, I just don't think I'd rather have Bobby Ryan, but that's just early predictions here. But they do need a top scorer because they got to get better. What happened in the Stanley Cup run of 2011, that is like once in a lifetime thing. You can't sit back and say, well, you know, we had a scrappy team then with not a lot of big scorers, so we can do the exact same thing this year. And that's just not the way it is. You got to remember that playoff run, there were a lot of things that could have gone either way. You know, they played three game sevens in that postseason run. Two of them were in overtime, and so those games could have gone either way. Somebody, you know, it's a lot of things went right for the Bruins that season, that postseason. A lot of pucks bounced their way, so I don't think you can duplicate that. And remember that Tim Thomas was amazing, and so I don't think that you could come back and expect goaltending like that again, especially not for Tim Thomas, because you know he's gone. So anyway, so those are a couple of players that they should be looking for, and that's exactly what they need to get is scoring. I would be willing to trade Lucic. I mean, when it comes down to trading Lucic or Krejci, I think I'd rather trade... It's tough, because I'm leaning more towards trading Lucic, because yes, he can score 30 goals in a season. Yes, he does bring that tough... He does bring a tough presence up there, but it just seems like when it comes to the playoffs, when it really matters, he's just nowhere to be found. It just seems like, and it's a lot has been said about this, but it does seem like he's slower. It does seem like the game is too fast for him in the playoffs. And maybe there's something to that. He's just been almost invisible the past couple of seasons. In the postseason, his numbers last prior postseason against the Caps, he had no goals in 7 games. Only 3 assists, really ineffective. And then in that huge playoff run for the Stanley Cup, 25 games, only 5 goals. So take it as the last 32 playoff games, he's only scored 5 goals. I mean, that's not good enough. So I'd consider trading him. I know that he does bring a presence with him, a tough guy presence, a fire presence. I know that he does bring that, but I'd look to trade Lucic first. Instead of Krejci. Krejci is another one of those guys that just, you know, for, you know, like 4 months of the regular season could just, you know, completely tune out and not score, not do anything. But then all of a sudden we saw in the playoffs, he was the leading scorer in the playoffs when we won the cup. You know, he was automatic. He had a, you know, hat trick. Did he have a couple hat tricks? I know that he at least had one in game number 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And so he can turn it on when the pressure's on, he can turn it on in the playoffs. So I think I'd be more inclined to keep Krejci, but if they're going to offer you Bobby Ryan and Krejci is the centerpiece, I'd definitely trade. Definitely do that trade. And as far as next season goes for the young guys, be looking forward to seeing Dougie Hamilton. And Tyler Seguin's got to step up as well. Those are your two big future pieces. Going forward, Seguin is on off your offensive piece, and Hamilton is your defensive piece. I'm not expecting huge things from Hamilton. I mean, I know he had a great season, so I'll be looking forward to seeing him as well as Tyler Seguin. I think he needs to step up in a bigger role. Maybe they'll finally move him to center. So as far as that goes, a little bit of last season for the Bruins and going into this season, and I mean this off season. And what they're going to need to do. The only real remarkable pick was the Subban pick. I thought that was a great pick. It's just going to further intensify the Bruins-Canadiens rivalry. Of course, I hate PK, but glad to have his brother with us. And I'd love to see him develop and maybe someday be the goalie on the Boston Bruins. But that ends the Bruins first take of the show, the Bruins take. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, a certain Boston sports radio host talks about something, a huge drastic change as it comes to NHL and the playoffs. Well, he already has to say next. Back in here on Sports Talk on Podbean.com as well as iTunes. Again, hit up the Twitter page for Sports Talk, Sports Talk RF, at Sports Talk RF. And of course, always leave comments and ratings on the Sports Talk show page on Podbean, Sports Talk with Ryan Ferrando, podbean.com. We're going to get into this now. Very interesting of what a certain radio host had to say about NHL overtime. Michael Felger, 98.5 of the Sports Hub, Felger and Mazzarari show, had an interesting take on the NHL playoffs yesterday and said that there are too many overtime games in this past NHL playoffs and that he prefers the shootout in the regular season. And then he proposed to bring the shootout into the playoffs. And when I saw this, I love that program. I love Felger, but I mean, I had to talk about this because this is my first chance to really rant on the shootouts in NHL regular season. I hate them. I hate shootouts. They are literally the worst thing about hockey. Ever since the lockout and in today's modern NHL, they mostly do things right over there. That is a really good league, much more interesting than the NBA. And they do a lot of things right. That is the one thing that they get wrong. Shootouts. They are terrible. I hate them. Overtime is so great in hockey. Not just playoff hockey, but regular season hockey. It's edge of your seat action. It's suspenseful. It's fun. You know, everybody has an equal shot of winning, and it can end at any moment. It's great. You know, when you have the puck in the offensive zone, you're sitting there hoping, praying that a shot's going to go in. And then when the other team's coming down, your goalie's, you know, facing the charge, you know, you're sitting there with him saying, please, please save this shot. Please save this shot. It is amazing action to watch, not only in regular season, I mean, not only in playoffs, but as well as the regular season. And it's great. It's the best time in sports. Overtime in hockey. It's just so great. And the shootout just ruins it. Shootout ruins it. It's terrible because you have that great, edgier seat, fast-paced, you know, suspenseful, this could end at any moment feeling, to all of a sudden it ends. And they do a cleaning of the ice up the middle, and then they do some, and then they go to the shootout, and it's so stupid, and it's boring too. It's boring. It is boring. Why would you trade that great, edgier seat, fast-paced hockey at the end of the game to all of a sudden then end that great suspense, that great atmosphere, that great momentum, cut it off, and then all of a sudden, you know, let it all cool down, and then go to the shootout. The boring shootout. Like, it just makes no sense to me. It doesn't make the league any better. I hate that. Why would you want to sit from going and watching that great overtime, and then all of a sudden sitting down and watching the shootout? It's just such a terrible change of pace. And it just makes, and it just ruins the game. It makes it so boring to go from that great hockey, then all of a sudden to sit and watch the stupid shootout. My fix for the NHL, if you want to see a winner every night, do continuous overtimes. You know, baseball does it. I don't care if you complain about keeping the lights on too late. I don't care. Especially in hockey. You know, hockey games really aren't going to last more than two overtimes. Because eventually, in hockey, you know, if you get into a third or a fourth overtime, someone's going to mess up. Someone's going to miss an assignment. Someone's going to have a bad turnover. Or a goalie's going to let one in because he's tired. That's just the way it works. And so, it's not like they're going to go on forever. And that's what he said. Michael Felger, he said, you know, these games go on too long. They're not going to go on forever. They're eventually going to end. And so he wants the shootout in the playoffs, which is terrible. And another thing that I hate about the shootouts is you're playing one game for the entire time throughout. And in that game, let's say you, you know, you go through and you're playing a hockey game. And then all of a sudden the score is tied up 3-3 at the end of overtime. Then all of a sudden you want to change the game completely. You want to go from one type of game to another. Like, it makes no sense to play one type of game and then all of a sudden switch to another. And then whatever happens in that different type of game changes the outcome of the first game. It makes no sense. No sense to fight for an hour or however long NHL games are on the ice. And then all of a sudden have to sit on the bench and watch your teammates. You know, it's, you know, we either win or lose. It's stupid. I hate the shootouts. And did I mention the fact that they're boring? Boring. Boring. This would be the equivalent of basketball. At the end of an overtime, if nobody wins a basketball, this would be the equivalent of a free throw contest. Stupid, right? Could you ever imagine that in basketball? Stupid. Or in the NFL. If at the end of one overtime, well, they do ties in the NFL, but just bear with me here for this argument. And then this will be like in the NFL, doing field goal competitions at the end of a game. Let's say that you have a 5-minute overtime in the NFL, and you do field goal competitions after nobody scores in that overtime. Stupid, right? Great example of baseball. After 9 innings, if it's tied, no extra innings, you go to a home run derby. Like, you see how stupid it is to all of a sudden play a game for, you know, an entire length of time, then all of a sudden switch it up to something completely different. Like, it always makes no sense to me, first of all. And then second of all, it's boring as hell. It's stupid. It's boring. I don't find the shootouts fun at all. I find them boring. And then you might say, well, how can you find shootouts boring, but penalty shots exciting? Penalty shots are exciting because they're in the middle of the game. They're in the middle of the action. What shootouts do is they take away that good action, they take it away completely, and then they just set the shootout down, and it's, you know, completely out of place, and it just doesn't work. It's boring. So, Michael Felger, you're wrong on that. I had to call him out on that. I had to talk about that because that is the one thing in hockey that... Well, there's two things in hockey that really piss me off. One is diving. Montreal Canadiens. I hate that. That's the worst part of the sport. But the other bad part of the sport is shootouts. And so when I heard that comment, I knew I had to talk about that because that, you know, the overtime in the NHL, that gets me going more than anything else. You know, besides the diving in hockey. And could you imagine the Stanley Cup Finals coming down to Game 7, tied at the end of overtime, and you go to a shootout to decide the Cup champion? Like, are you kidding me, Felger? That's what you want? Are you serious? You want the Stanley Cup champion to be decided out of a shootout? Are you out of your mind? Like, that made no sense. And the shootout makes absolutely no sense. Like I said, I compared it to all the other sports, and you wouldn't dream of those situations and those other sports to happen. So why would it happen in hockey? Why should it happen in hockey? Why does it happen in hockey? I wish they would change it. Like I said, if you want a winner, because this is what it comes down to, because before there were ties, and so that came down to, well, we want to see a winner at the end of every game. Fine. Continuous overtimes. But me personally, I wouldn't have problems with ties. I wouldn't have problems with ties. This is the solution that I've been thinking of for a long time. And I think it would work. What happens today is, if you go the full length of a game, and it's tied, going into OT, both teams split the point. I mean, there's 2 points for a game, and both teams get a point. And then, if you win overtime, that's another point. If you win the overtime or the shootout, that's another point. Stupid. Easy solution. If you go into overtime, you play one overtime. Going into the overtime, nobody gets the point just for making overtime. Sorry, you know, we're not giving out free points just for making overtime. If you play at the end of an overtime, and I don't care how long you make it, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever, one overtime. If it's still tied at the end of overtime, both teams split the points, so each team walks away with 1 point, and the game ends in a tie. Like, that is the easy solution, because then at that point, you're earning the points. You know, when it comes down to a tie, that's it. And you earned it because nobody won. So you split the points. Instead of just making it to overtime, oh, we get a point. Like, I don't, you know, so that would be my solution. I wouldn't mind a tie. But anyway, so we're going to get off that now. And we will be getting into the talk to take. Final take of the day. The Dennis Wyman contract. Terrible, terrible move by the Calgary Flames. Still don't know what people see in Dennis Wyman. That's next. Getting back in here on the talk to take of the day, powered by Podbean.com. And today's talk to take, the Dennis Wyman contract. Quickly want to go over this. Huge deal, 5-year deal for the Calgary Flames and Dennis Wyman, worth $26 million, around roughly $26 million. 5 years of $5 million. That is just crazy. That is insane. He is terrible. He is a terrible, terrible player. He sucks. He's terrible. When he played in Boston, it was just god-awful. He sucked. You know, couldn't get out of his own way. And, oh my god, Dennis Wyman. I mean, Google Dennis Wyman with the Bruins. Or Google Dennis Wyman on, you know, this epitomizes his career. Go look at his chance at a shootout shot where he... He trips over himself. Oh my god, you have to look it up. It's hilarious. But anyways, YouTube it. He sucks. He blows. And so Calgary, this is what they do. He would have been a free agent on Saturday. What they do is they trade a 5th-round pick. This is what they do. They trade a 5th-round pick to Washington for Dennis Wyman. And then that way they can negotiate the rights to a contract. And so now they have him. Good for you. 5-year deal. Stupid. And then, you know, I don't know what these teams keep seeing in Dennis Wyman. Back in the offseason after the Bruins lost to the Flyers, They traded Dennis Wideman. The Bruins traded Dennis Wideman to the Florida Panthers. And they got both Nathan Horton and Gregory Campbell. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. The fact that the Panthers wanted Dennis Wideman. I mean, we could have traded him for a bag of pucks. That's how terrible he was. I think that we included something else in that deal. I don't think it was just straight up Dennis Wideman for the players that we got. But still, pretty much from our side, what we sent over to Florida, Dennis Wideman was the centerpiece. And at least the Panthers weren't that stupid. They got him, and they let him go in the same season. They ended up trading him. The Panthers, when they got him, they ended up trading him to Washington midseason. So at least they're not that stupid. They weren't stupid as the Flames. They thought that they had something there. But then when they saw that, oh crap, this guy sucks, they got rid of him. Now you have the Flames locking him up for 5 years. $5 million a year for 26 mil altogether. That is just stupid. I don't know what these teams see in Dennis Wideman. If you're not a Bruins fan, believe me. And if you are a Flames fan, good luck to you. So we all feel bad for you because he's terrible. And so that's a quick take on Dennis Wideman. Again, Dennis Wideman, terrible. Terrible in his time in Boston. And I'll give him a little slack. He did kind of revitalize his career in Washington. Made the All-Star team somehow. But still, nowhere near good. Not an elite defenseman. Not worth that money. And so that's a talk to take. As I said, I was going to talk about plans for sports talk this summer. I have been working, and so I'm not really recording as much as I would like to, but what I have plans for over this summer, maybe around July or August, we're going to break down every single NFL team. You know, all 32 teams, we're going to break them all down, and we're going to get into how they did last season, who they lost, who they gained, how their draft was, and where I think I see them going this season. I'll predict their records. I'm also going to, right before the beginning of the season, so this will be the end of August into early September, I'll predict all the division winners, conference winners, and the Super Bowl winner. And so that will be coming up this summer on Sports Talk, as well as NHL free agency stuff. However that comes, if trade talk and free agency rumors and all that, we'll cover all that, as well as the baseball trading deadline. Didn't get into much Red Sox talk today, didn't get into any Red Sox talk today, but when the trade deadline rolls around, we certainly will be covering that. And so that does it on this edition of Sports Talk. Like I said, this was the first one that we did in 2 weeks, so again, thank you for listening. This will be the only show this week. Hopefully, we get one in next week. Depends on how many days I'm working. But hopefully, I can do another sports talk next week. And so, today is Thursday. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your weekend. Talk to you later.